That's what you guys don't know. The beauty of the opportunity is that I was able to take Ernesto off the street and build a brand. And in 6 months, that brand was producing $600,000 in sales monthly. A year and a half later, we sold it for a lot of money.
Hey, welcome back to the Marketing Ninja Podcast, where Manuel shares his business, marketing, and branding strategies he's used to build 7 to 8 figure businesses. All right, let's enjoy the show.
I'll tell a story. I have done a lot of great things over the last decade, and not everything has been successful, but I have been very fortunate that I have been taking advantage of opportunities along the way. I don't brag about creating opportunities. I'm not gonna talk here about how I created the first social media platform or how I built the first electronic, fully electronic vehicle like Tesla did. I'm not gonna talk about any of that, but I will talk about how I've been able to obsess over opportunities that others created, and I was able to jump on top of those opportunities and take advantage of them. My obsession over the years has been riding existing opportunity waves. And a lot of these have come and a lot of these have gone. And some of them are still around because people didn't take advantage of them enough, and people maybe stopped thinking about that opportunity, and it becomes an opportunity again. An opportunity, by definition, is something that gives you the ability to leverage things that are happening in this world. For example, when Facebook was created in the mid-2000s, people started using it as a social media platform to communicate to their friends and family, and it became a big deal. But not enough businesses understood the power to use the platform as a business to acquire attention. And if you guys have been in business for long enough, you know that the name of the game is attention. So much so that I called my company AGM, which stands for Attention Grabbing Media. Our obsession is to capture attention, because when you have attention, you can sell anything. It doesn't matter what it is, you can sell it. If you don't have attention, you struggle trying to get your products in front of people. You struggle trying to get your services sold to people. So the science behind a business revolves around your ability to capture attention. So Facebook was an opportunity, and people didn't know how to use it. And people like us, we were able to jump on that opportunity and take advantage of it. And what you see today is in no small part me being able to find that opportunity and jump on top of it. Not created, I literally discovered the opportunity, and I was able to ride that opportunity. There's a saying from a philosopher called Seneca, which I have used many, many times before, that says, what does it mean to get lucky? Luck is what happens when preparation meets opportunity. As simple as that. So there was an opportunity presented in the environment, and I got lucky because I went all in. We have a company called Natural Slim, built from the ground up, bootstrapped without any outside investors, and we scaled it to multiple high 8 digits a year as a company. How did we accomplish this? We found opportunities. So Facebook was one of those opportunities. YouTube was another major opportunity. We're still growing YouTube. I can tell you that our content right now still generates anywhere from 60 to 80 million views every single month from our content in my channel, that is the one that has helped us build our Natural Slim brand. The origin of AGM marketing actually is our Natural Slim brand and me being a part of that opportunity. So 2012, we started going on the social media route. 2013, I get introduced to something called Amazon Merchant. My brother-in-law, who happens to be somewhere here, we call him the coach, talked to me about this opportunity called Amazon FBA. Amazon FBA stands for Fulfilled by Amazon. And at that point, we were still not taking off. We were creating content, we were doing social media, we were, YouTube channel was rolling, but we're still not booming across the internet when it comes to revenue. So I got introduced to that thing, and that's when I found out that most of the products on Amazon were being sold by people like you and people like me from their kitchens and from their garages, and being shipped across the United States. And it looked like it was Amazon selling it, but it wasn't Amazon selling it. It was people like us that created something called a third-party selling system. Amazon is the brand, and other people were able to actually sell whatever products they wanted to sell, as long as they were legal. You wanted to sell electronics, you can sell them. You wanted to sell Clothing, you could sell it. You wanted to sell, you were passionate about gardening, you can create a gardening brand. And some people did some amazing things. And I was able to jump on top of that opportunity when we're still not really booming. I'm still recovering from a bankruptcy. 2010, I had to start from scratch and literally like lost my houses. You guys know the subprime mortgage debacle that happened in the USA, 2008, I really lost everything. So I was in the process of rebuilding myself when this opportunity got presented to me. At that point, I paid $5,000 for a course that you guys are pretty much getting for free here with AGM Marketing. We took credit card loans, my brother-in-law and I paid $2,500 each, and we financed it $500 a month over the next 6 months each. And I was able to do this course. And that was at the beginning of my evolution. I was able to get going, and I built a brand called Natural Slim on Amazon, which is selling millions of dollars a month on Amazon and has been growing every single year. And another partner of mine who's still in the corner back there, we built a bed sheets brand. And it was incredible because I built it without a penny in investment. I invested $0 in it, $0. Some of you guys are like, well, yeah, it takes money to make money. And you know, like, yeah, that's for people that have like savings account and 401ks, they can take money out, whatever. It's all excuses. My friend Ernesto, he was selling bed sheets in the streets, all right? Bed sheets. And this was a brand called Clara Clark. And they were selling for $20. And it was all consignment. So again, $0 to run that business. He would get consignment, $11, and he would sell it for $20. And he was selling it on the streets. He would put a tent, he would put a table, and he would sell these bed sheets and make good money on it. So what we did was that I actually said to Ernesto, I'm studying about this. That's Coach right there. He's the one that introduced me to Amazon to begin with. I said, Ernesto, let's take you off the streets. I always joke about that with him because I said, I took you off the streets, dude. All right? Let's take this off the streets and let's take it to the internet world. I'm learning about this program. And we launched a brand that we created from scratch. And the simplicity of it was incredible. Because picture this as a bed sheet. When you opened it, there was no sticker and no label and no branding. The branding was outside. And it said Clara Clark. I said, Ernesto, this is perfect. We're going to take that label out. We're going to put our own. We're going to send it to Amazon. And that's called private labeling. Congratulations, you have a brand. As simple as that. When you search on Amazon for things like kitchen spatula, you got to know that 7,800 of those spatulas are the exact same freaking spatula with a different brand stamped on top of it. That's all they are. And this is applicable to every single product. And the way that you decide which one of those 7,800 spatulas to buy is how many reviews does it have, how good is the copy, how great are the images. And some of these spatulas are $20 more than the other one. And they're exactly the same product. But you, I apologize to say it like this, I'm going to include myself in it, we're suckers to marketing, which means the ones that know how to write the copy better, the ones that know how to take the better pictures, the ones that know how to produce the most reviews for the particular product, win the game, even though there's 7,800 more exact kitchen spatulas coming from the exact same manufacturer in China. That's what you guys don't know. So the beauty of the opportunity is that you guys can all build a brand. I was able to take Ernesto off the street and build a brand, and in 6 months, that brand that was all consignment was producing $600,000 in sales monthly. A year and a half later, we sold it for a lot of money. And when I sold it, I said, Ernesto, let's go build an agency. And in 2017, the AGM Marketing Agency was born. So Amazon and building brands are at the beginning of our evolution, because Amazon is an existing opportunity that didn't exist 20 years ago. You didn't have the ability to build your own brand from scratch like that. The whole third-party seller movement began really with strength on the Amazon world. All you gotta do is put some things into play, get some motion so you can also build your own brand.
Hey, thanks for listening. If you enjoyed the podcast, go ahead, leave us a review and subscribe to tune in for future episodes. And if you're looking for a team that'll go above and beyond for you and your brand, go to talktoaninja.com today.